You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is from Monique.
Oh.
And I can say I don't think we've ever had this issue come up before. Maybe, but I don't remember it. She says, boys, how would you handle this situation? My whole life, I've been a right side of the bed person. Let me jump in here. I have to assume that we were talking about this during the mind bender, that we're talking about when you're lying on your back looking up in the ceiling, are you on the left or on the right?
Gotcha. Okay.
So if that's so it's not standing at the foot of the bed looking at it left, right. It's lying on it, on your back, looking up at the ceiling.
Okay.
So the left side is known as the driver's side of the bed, and then the right side is the passenger side.
Right.
So apparently Monique is a passenger side of the bed person. Okay. She says, I gotta be on the right side. It's the only way I can sleep.
Hmm.
Now I'm in a relationship with someone, and they say they must have the right side of the bed. They say it's the only way they can sleep.
Uh-oh.
She says, so now what do we do? I'd hate to break up over something so dumb.
It is quite ridiculous, isn't it? Simple solution. Bunk beds. One call says it all. We're done here.
Boom, done. Well, you know, I'm the big advocate of separate rooms, but even if it's going to be the same room, would it hurt to have two beds in a room like the old sitcoms
probably
from, you know, 50,
not.
60 years ago?
Probably not. I think that would be just fine.
And then, you know, one person travels over to visit another, but then
you push them together. You put them on wheels.
Then when you go to your separate corners for the night, you know, I think you would have to do separate beds.
I think so. Or somebody's just going to have to suck it up and adapt to something different. You'll be fine. You'll make it work.
Are you a certain side of the bed person?
So I've always been just whatever. I'm closest to the bedroom door is how it has always just played out. I like being the closest to the door. And if I think back to the three places that we've lived together, it's just kind of the layout of the room. So I would be passenger then. It's always okay. Been, you know.
Always passenger side.
Always passenger and not always whoever. Nicole's a fan of that too. The man needs to be near the door. You know, in case there's a perp.
To protect you.
A perp,
Jeremy,
that comes in.
Be my protector.
Little does she know that I'm going to grab her and throw her in front of the perp.
You'll jump out the window. Nicole will be like, what happened?
Yeah, that's my plan.
I have always been, I don't care. And I will sleep on whatever side is available.
And with whoever, from when I've known
whoever,
you for a long time.
Sure, yeah. With whomever and on whatever
wherever,
side. I don't
care.
I just don't care.
Darcy wrote in, and like my door rule, she says, I sleep on whatever side is closer to the bathroom. So Darcy's
heard
got
that a lot
a weak bladder, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've heard that from a lot of people over the years. Yeah. They just want to roll out of bed and fall into the bathroom.
That's right. You sit there like, all squinty, and you're like, I got to go. Don't wake up, don't wake up, don't wake up.
Ryan being a total dude says they should just sleep on top of each other.
I just lay on top of me. But truly, like, what do you do if you are with somebody new and you are both driver's side people? I mean, that's got to be extremely difficult because sleep is so important.
You know, she says that they both say it's the only way they can sleep.
I wonder why. I guess they're... If they're a certain side sleeper, so if, say, you're on that side, then you're a right side sleeper, then you need nobody next to you, right? So you're just essentially dropping off the bed. So if you're on the other side and you're a right side sleeper, you're looking at that person. Man, the logistics behind this. Oh, it's so confusing, so difficult. It's funny, just this morning, as I was leaving for work, Mondays are our strip the bed days, you know, and sheets and everything.
Okay.
And Nicole got up at the same time as me, and I was in the bedroom, and I was like, I want everything new. I am sick of everything when it comes to our bed. I want a new headboard, footboard, mattress, sheets, blankets, new pillows. I said, I want it all. It is just time for a complete and total refresh. And we're in a queen bed, and I want a king so bad. And we have room for it now. I'm like, I just want everything. And she's like, well, get ready to spend like $4,000 then.
And oh, yeah.
Like, it'll be, never it'll be mind. Pricey. This looks great the way it is.
No, it'll definitely be pricey.
I want everything new.
Kathy says, regarding the sleeping situation, they should trade nights. That way, everybody's getting one good night's sleep every other night.
That's what a pain in the butt, though.
You know, that's the old saying that I've talked about on this show many times, that the whole idea of compromise is that it just makes everybody unhappy. Compromise is about making everyone unhappy.
You'll both be tired and miserable still. That's not a good option. The only other option, one is bunk beds. And then the second one would be just to break up.
You gotta break up. Or just separate beds. There's bunk beds, just separate beds, separate bedrooms. Deal with it or break up. Those are your five options.
You've got to find something out of that five that is going to make this
work. Let's combine the bunk beds and separate beds into the same category. So you've got separate beds, separate rooms.
You know...
What was the other one?
Break up.
Deal with it or break up. Those are the four options.
So essentially, if you're saying that you need to sleep on a side where you are looking out at nothing but floor, and you got to be on your right side, couldn't the person normally sleep on the driver's side then, and then the person on the other side has to flip completely around so the feet
up.
Is up, the feet are up, and the head is down by the other person's
there
feet.
There you go. Solution
then you're both right
five.
Side, and you're both looking at floor. Ha, ha, ha! There it is. Do that.
If you flipped her, even if you're not a side sleeper, if it's just you just need to be on the right side, if you flipped around... You would be. Then you've got
you
somebody's feet in your face, and you're getting kicked in the face
or
and
not,
all that other stuff.
Or not. But, I mean, if you truly need a solution, there it is.
If
That's
it's a king-size bed, you have eliminated the possibility of getting kicked in the face.
Pillow barrier. Plenty of room for a pillow barrier right in the middle.
We're throwing out for you, Monique, five different options here, and only the last one is break up. It's interesting the number of people who are writing in with that compromise thing where you alternate nights.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't see that as viable. You'll even get into an argument where they start arguing over who had it last night. I was on that side last night. No, you weren't. I was last night.
Yeah.
You got to keep
like a calendar in the room. Yes. I do like Mark that wrote in. He says, just make it worth his while to sleep on the other side, if you know what I mean.
It's always a dude. Always a dude. Those are the guys who are never getting any action, too, by the way.
How about you let me have the right side, baby?
100% of the time, the guys who write in that stuff are, like, still living with their parents. Okay, I'm just telling you right now.
Horny, lonely Mark, thanks for texting 100%, in.
100% of the time. And then somebody sent us a link to this viral, there's some viral video going around. Mm-hmm. They said they thought this was interesting. It's a woman talking about how she and her husband, neither one of them have a regular side of the bed. It's never even been discussed. They both just randomly pick a side on any given night.
That's going to be a better way to live, right?
That is actually really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's so rare.
You just wander in at night and flop down like a fish, and where you land.
Yeah, and they don't care. You know, it's kind of similar to the whole, you know, when the family sits down for dinner, and even if it's unspoken, in most households, mm-hmm. not all, but in most, there are just designated seats.
Like absolutely.
The mom always sits here. The daughter always sits there. Dad might always sit there. It's just, it's an unspoken. And I've noticed it's that way in our house.
With what? The seating or
the seating.
The bedding?
Well, we sleep in different rooms, so it doesn't.
Oh,
that is never going to be an issue. But the sitting in certain spots, it's just like you gravitate, and then it just becomes a stupid routine.
Right.
Well, there's no reason for it.
Mark wrote in and said that Gretchen would switch seats with you if you made it worth her while, Dom.
Oh, Mark, you can just have her. just take her.
Just take her. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yes, and we're getting more and more people writing in about the heads at opposite ends of the bed. We've covered
that. That's probably the best solution. Is just flip. Somebody's got to spin around.
But, that's so awkward. You know, I will say this, though. I mean, it would make for easy conversation in a way because you just kind of prop yourself up and you're looking at each other.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And we've got one of those beds that move up and down. You can move the feet or the head, you know, so one person can move the head up. The other person moves the feet up. And boom, you're there talking to each other. It's kind of a cutesy little thing, right?